Here is the Free Thought Almanac for April 17th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, April 17th, 858, that Pope Benedict III died in Rome, having served 2 years and 252 days. He had been elected in 855, but the emperors Lothair I, 795 to 855, and his son Louis II, 825 to 875, preferred an ambitious cardinal named Anastasius, also known as Anastasius Bibliothecarius, who lived circa 1810 to circa 1878. Consequently, there was a power struggle. The issue was decided in favor of Benedict, and Benedict was magnanimous enough not to have Anastasius killed or excommunicated. Indeed, the anti-pope outlived three papacies. The period in which Benedict lived is known popularly as the Dark Ages, and the dark fact is that from about 500 to about 1000, when the pagan epic Beowulf appeared, not a single piece of literature was written that anyone but a medieval scholar reads today. The age of cathedrals was nearly 300 years in Benedict's future, and the Renaissance a distant dream. And it won't do to say that the age only appeared dark because there is little documentary history on which to judge it. That's precisely the point, that respectable modern historians shy away from the term Dark Ages, or Dark Age, may be true, if they desire respect from only the clergy and disrespect history honestly told. The term Saeculum Obscurum, Latin for Dark Age, was coined by a Catholic historian, Cardinal Caesar Baronius, who lived 1538 to 1607. Benedict was no great scholar, and his 3-year custody of the keys of St. Peter was unremarkable, but for his efforts to curb the excesses of the likes of a powerful subdeacon named Hubert. And in this, we get a window into the barbarity of Europe in the age. Writing to all the archbishops and bishops of France, Benedict said, "We hear that the cleric Hubert is sunk in such filth that he has no share in eternal life. He does not scruple to spend his days with actresses, women who ruin souls and bodies and drag them down to the lowest depth, and that he is forever committing murders and adulteries, vile fornications and intolerable outrages. And not only this, but we have many witnesses that he has debauched the monastery of St. Maurice. The resources that once supported the servants of God are now squandered upon whores, hounds, hawks, and wicked men." Was Hubert's conduct uncommon? In fact, he was a member of one of the highest noble families in France, and brother of the Queen. Monk chroniclers of the time tell us that half the prelates were what you might call worldly, more interested in gold and girls than God, so much so that statutes had to be passed barring clerics not just from having female housekeepers. These housekeepers could not even be a mother, a sister, or an aunt. Indeed, there were stories circulating about Hubert's less-than-holy relationship with his royal sister. Benedict's successor, Nicholas I, later a saint, who occupied the chair of St. Peter from 858 to 867, tried to use forgeries to expand the power of the papacy, the pseudo-Isidorian, that is, forged, decretals, and was stopped only by the scornful repudiation of Hincmar, Archbishop of Reims. After Nicholas came what Cardinal Baronius called the rule of the whores, modern historians call it a pornocracy, directed by what the polemicist Bishop Liutprand of Cremona called two voluptuous imperial women. These were Theodora, a shameless whore who exercised power on the Roman citizenry like a man, and her daughter Marozia, who ruled the papacy of the 10th century. After taking some as lovers, these two installed and removed popes at will, engaging freely in intrigue, nepotism, betrayal, and murder. Theodora died most probably by poisoning in 916. Her daughter Marozia died in prison in 937. But back to Benedict III. He was said to have been the successor of the legendary Pope Joan. In fact, he followed Saint Leo IV, although the story has more satire than sincerity to it. And you might conclude that even the existence of such a story is a sign of the times being semi-barbaric, with 95% illiteracy, 90% bound to the land in serfdom, scant trade, coarse culture, and brutal torture, including removal of eyes, ears, tongues, hands, feet, breasts, genitals, and so on. And of course, everybody went to church. The century following the death of Benedict saw the demise of 25 popes. Unlike many of them, Benedict died of natural causes. This has been the Freethought Almanac for April 17th. I'm John Mill.